You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Tuesdays. It's time for Property Tuesdays. We've had Agri Tuesday. So this week is Property Tuesday time. And we're taking a look at offshore real estate investing and whether or not it is worth all the trouble. I'm joined on the line by the Managing Director of Only Realty Property Group, Grant Smear, to take a look at this. Good evening, Grant. Lovely to speak to you again. Why would anyone look into property investing offshore?
Evening, thanks for having me. There's a few very clear options why people from South Africa would look offshore. The first and foremost is currency hedging, so investing in a fixed asset abroad, just to hedge against the rand. Diversification of portfolio is another one where, you know, if they're investing in South Africa, they would like to invest in other regions or economies that provide some diversification in terms of their portfolio. And there's the usual one, the plan B or path to citizenship by South Africans, where they can head out to or at least get visas to live in and eventually qualify for passports in the various regions, either European or other jurisdictions.
Grant, let's look at the mechanics of offshore investing. What do we have to consider around this? I mean, things like property maintenance come to mind. You're not always going to necessarily be there to be able to check in on the property and all of that. How does that all work?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it is my suggestion that you go look into regions where there's a relatively sophisticated sort of set of professionals. So everyone from your real estate agency to lawyers and accountants that can assist you in all aspects of your investment. So from a maintenance perspective, you want to go with a credible and reliable estate agency that either comes recommended or that you've vetted when you're moving into that region. And then obviously from an accounting and legal perspective, you need to have locals that understand both the laws as well as the tax implications around your residency, both either well in South Africa and the tax laws relating to that country.
Speaking of tax residencies and those implications, we know that the South African Revenue Services will not let you go without paying your share of the tax. What are the tax implications when we look at offshore property investing? What are some of the benefits? What are some of the considerations to be mindful of because we're now dealing with offshore assets?
Yes, yeah, so South African Revenue Service, they do tax you on your global income. So it is something to be aware of that if you are earning income abroad, that you would have to declare it to SARS. There would be double tax treaties in place of certain countries where you need to have that considered, and that would be important both for your local accountant and your international accountant to understand both implications. But then there's also the option of obtaining residency in certain jurisdictions where there are better tax regimes. So, for example, Mauritius is a highly popular one for South Africans to move and gain residency in because of the tax benefits there.
Grant, what are some of the other popular locations? I mean, you touched on Mauritius now being one of them. What are some of the locations that we're seeing South Africans consider as a viable potential second home, and some that they might be thinking this is a really good investment location from the yield that it offers?
Yeah, so obviously Mauritius, again, because of location, that's the easy one. And then into Europe is where a lot of South Africans are looking for two reasons. Either they've got some sort of path to residency there in terms of their ancestry or sort of visas or passports. And then also the opportunity in certain jurisdictions like Spain, Malta, Greece, Portugal, where they do have visas where you can ultimately earn or gain your residency. Some of them previously were called golden visa programs. Some of those have been wound down now and are becoming entrepreneurship or investment visas. But the opportunity to go into those jurisdictions is a big one. The United Kingdom is a very good one. Again, just from a first world economy point of view, and although they are having their own issues, it's a very, very good investment hotspot. From a yield perspective, you really are looking at sort of the region sitting outside of capital cities in Europe. So if you're looking in Portugal, you'll be looking outside Lisbon. If you're looking in the UK, you'll be looking outside London. There's some really good investment opportunities in those areas from a yield perspective.
Grant, you mentioned the citizenship side of it, and you've touched on that quite a bit now to say that it is an avenue that people can explore to gain citizenship. How do you then draw the distinction between saying we're investing in this property for the purposes of portfolio diversification or offshore diversification and the eventuality or the eventual plan to then obtain citizenship in another region? Are there specific types of properties that are more aligned towards one or the other, or is it just something that comes down to personal preference?
Yes, I think, you know, you've got to consider your long-term plan quite carefully what your intention is. If you intend moving or looking at having that residency option, you'd be limited by those countries where you can invest. So Greece, Portugal, Malta, Spain, they all have regions that they've identified require investment, and they're using the programs to generate foreign investment into those areas. So it's where locals, and they haven't necessarily invested, and they're looking to bring in funds from the outside in. So you do need to think that, you know, going to these zones, although they're investment hotspots, and the investment's going to be driven by people looking for Plan B or visas, that there might be a limitation in terms of locals looking at investing in those areas for that exact reason. So if you're looking purely for portfolio diversification, you need to be looking at areas that the locals would be wanting to rent or buy in, or where there's going to be regeneration and interest in terms of locals that would want to invest or live in those areas. So it's important just to decide your long-term view and your long-term plan, and you'll live investing along those lines.
Grant, what would you say to the listeners out there that are listening to my show at the moment that want to invest in offshore investments and that are looking for some useful tips, some handy advice that would help them make the decision or make it easier for them to look at offshore properties as an investment option?
I mean, look, investing in property on its own, whether it's locally or internationally, is quite a scary prospect, particularly if you don't understand the market or understand the local area. So I think it's vitally important to find the experts that are well-versed in that space for you. So I would spend my time researching the experts that you're going to make use of, looking at their online reviews, getting references and referrals for those people. Make sure that you're getting the best possible advice and the best possible sort of investment opportunities and taking advantage of those. So I think it's important that you don't transfer funds to people that you don't know who they are or haven't been vetted properly. Because there are, I think, equally in South Africa, internationally, lots of scams that can be out there as well. So you really want to look at companies that are well established, have got a great track record, and don't, I mean, you know, Google is your friend ultimately in finding out more information about certain companies.
And most importantly, remember to consider the tax implications that come with investing offshore. I think we'll leave it at that, Grant. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Grant Smear, who is Managing Director at Only Realty Property Group, joining me for this week's Property Tuesdays as we reflect on the opportunity of offshore property investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.